I am extremely grateful to God this morning for a very special blessing. And that is that even though it's a different time of day than we're used to in our bodies, we are all here in this church this morning, and outside it is just a beautiful, sunny, bright day. You'll know why in a minute. You see, somebody got the idea quite some time ago, centuries ago, really, that in order to teach the people of God about the saints of God, it might be good for them to see it represented in pictures. Well, today we might make a movie or we would write a picture book. But in days gone by, people couldn't read, and they certainly didn't have cinema back in the Middle Ages. And so one of the things that happened was that we created this tradition of stained glass windows. We can travel through Europe and so many different places and see churches everywhere that have beautiful windows like our own. Windows through which light passes and tells a story. Whether it is the window of Our Lady or St. Luke or even the Lord himself or the beautiful tongues of fire window that we are so proud of at St. Luke's, and hear the story of the incarnation, all the mysteries centered around Jesus coming to earth as one of us. Stories are being told by these windows. Well, you see, it's not only the fact that there are stories illuminated in those windows, because there's something even more about them, because we could simply do that with paintings. All of the energy and the skill and the time that goes into creating these works of art, and to think in the days gone by how difficult that might have been in the great cathedrals of Europe. Perhaps even the art of making them hasn't changed a whole lot in all these many centuries. But there's something more about them and why they do impact us with their beauty. And I think the reason is that, in fact, the window is a place where light passes through. Even in our own homes, we probably don't have stained glass windows. We have pretty much plain glass windows, and the light comes through, and we're always happy when there's light from the outside filtering into our house. It's always a chipper and wonderful, happy feeling when that happens. Well, when we're talking about these kinds of windows here, what is it that we're actually seeing? You see, light itself, in some ways, people say, is invisible. The reason it's invisible, scientists would tell you, is that because all of the different wavelengths, all of the different spectrum are contained in one place. And in order to see color, that beam of light needs to be broken into its component parts. The technical language is it needs to be refracted. You see that when we see a rainbow. If we're fortunate enough after a storm or a foggy, cloudy day when suddenly the sun is beginning to emerge and you see there it is in the sky all the way across the spectrum. When I was in grade school, we learned how to remember the colors by the name Roy G. Biv. Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violets. These components make up the spectrum we know as light. And so color is nothing more than splitting up the light that we have every day. So to see a beautiful stained glass window means that the artist has taken various elements and blended it into the glass such that only certain wavelengths get through it. That's the technical piece of it. So when we see these windows all around us, whether they are images and telling stories, or even as our architect in this wonderful church design, not so much the traditional stained glass windows with people in them, we see the color being broken into all its component parts in such radiant beauty. And then we think for a moment, what is light? And we begin to understand when we hear Jesus speak to us, when he says to us from the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew's Gospel, "You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world." And so it is that really, when we're looking particularly at windows that are telling a story or have an image of someone who has gone before us, marked with the sign of faith that is an example for us, an example of virtue and good living and right living and faith in God, that it is the light of God that is passing through them. So in a very real way, if we understand ourselves to be the light of the world, it is God's light. It is the very presence of God that is passing through us into the world as if we were living and breathing stained glass windows. But you see, none of us can grasp the whole of God. None of us can lay hold of everything that God is or was and ever shall be. And so we really only sort of portray one and another of us a certain color in that broad spectrum of lights. But only when all the colors are joined together do we see the brightness of the white lights, the brightness of that sun, which is the day star, which is none other than Jesus Christ himself. When we celebrate All Saints Day, that's what we're doing, is we're saying that each and every one of us represents some piece in that beautiful mosaic of art that tells a marvelous story of God's love and life in the world. And that as God joins us all together into that marvelous picture, that marvelous image, we as the church become the light, the radiance of God in the world. So that's what we celebrate today. We celebrate how God has been doing this from time immemorial, from the ancient patriarchs and the prophets, right into the time of Jesus and his disciples, right through the centuries that have passed, right to our very day. We are celebrating today God's work in the world, God's work in us. God uses each and every one of us to tell not only ourselves, but everyone we encounter in our lives of his marvelous grace and love. That light, which is none other than Christ himself, shines through us. We are the colors in those windows. Diverse as we are, different gifts that God has given to each and every one of us, all pulled together in the family of Christ, into the church. And it is here that God's message of grace and peace and life is given to a waiting world. It isn't enough for us simply to come and sit and bask in the presence of this light. It is something we should do from time to time. Too often we kind of come to church, we do all our things, and we run up, and we forget that all of this is surrounding us always. And as we hear, really, in the prayers of the church today, these windows represent to us the great cloud of witnesses that have gone before us. Those that we have elevated, those that we have canonized, those that we have raised up and recognized as saints in the church. Saints with a capital S, we've given them that title. St. Mary, St. Francis, St. Andrew, St. Luke, St. Mark. But each and every other one of us who bears the same title as we heard in the Apostle Paul's letter, perhaps with a small s, not quite yet raised up by the church as an example for everyone else to follow. God forbid if I'm one of those. But in fact, we are that. We are the saints of God. We are part of the great cloud of witnesses, a great cloud that does not shield us from the light, but actually is the light itself. Comes out to us and through us to a world that desires that life and light so much that they don't even know it. Brothers and sisters, we gather together today on this All Saints' Day to recognize the work of God in generations past. That the reason we are here today at all is because others first have believed. And they have treasured that belief and that faith, that love and that grace so much in their own hearts that they allowed the light of God to pass through them to a new generation and to another and still yet another through these many centuries to right here and right now. We think on those people that have been examples to us of faith. People in our own lives, where we actually see the light of Christ in their eyes. The eyes, they say, are the window to the soul. And so if the soul is so wrapped up in God's love, we will see it in the eyes. Eyes are the things we see light. And it is that light that is our life. As we come together then, we remember and we treasure the love and the grace that God has bestowed on us. And we resolve by thinking again what it is that God has called us to live, to take that same light and grace and peace to an eager world, a world that is hungry and waiting for the light of Christ. You are the light of the world. You are the light of men and women everywhere. Allow that light to shine.